CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to CrossNetInc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Next up, you will be listening to United Way Community Connections with Mike Affelberg.
United Way Community Connections. United Way Community Connections broadcasts every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WSMN. In United Way Community Connections, you will be introduced to leaders from all of the great nonprofits in Greater Nashua. From caring for our children to our seniors, from helping our homeless pets to our at-risk vets, from learning the skills to get your GED, to dealing with trauma and substance abuse. Community Connections is the place to learn with Mike Affelberg about what's going on. Learn how you can help and make a difference from the experts. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show, which is making a difference in Greater Nashua. Here's your host, Mike Affelberg.
Well, hello, Nashua, and good Monday morning. It's Monday, December 4th, 2023. I hope you had a fantastic week and a fantastic weekend. It's been about a week since we've been on the air. Of course, last Sunday into Monday, we had our annual radio marathon palooza, what I affectionately call the Mike-a-thon. I know everybody just loves my old man jokes. The Mike-a-thon. So that was Sunday night into Monday. We had 24 hours of Greater Nashua greatness. That's the official name of the show. Thanks to my colleague Samantha, we were able to round up about 40 people for interviews. It was a fantastic show. I hope you enjoyed it. Got a little bit of chance to tune in. I know we had people who listened all night long, and we had a couple of people, you know, in the middle of the night that we interviewed. We had friends of mine. We had international callers. It was just fantastic. So if you were a listener or a participant in the 24 Hours of Greater National Greatness, thank you so much. Of course, that was a lead up to Giving Tuesday, the International Day of Giving following Thanksgiving, which was this past Tuesday. If you were one of those millions of people who made a donation to your favorite local nonprofit or nonprofits, with plural S, thank you for that. And if you haven't, well, you know, the end of the year is the time of giving back to your nonprofits. Nonprofits do so much work in our communities. And I'm not just talking about United Way, of course. I'm talking about organizations like the two that we're going to be interviewing today on our show, the Nashua Police Athletic League, an amazing organization supporting youth and their families in Nashua, and St. Gianna's Place, an organization which is working over in Hudson to help pregnant moms and moms to find a safe place to live when they are experiencing housing insecurity and homelessness. So these are the types of organizations which you should consider giving back to. They do incredible work in our communities, and we are just so grateful for everything they do. I will say that I had a fantastic weekend, and I'm hoping you did as well. I did something a little different this weekend. My family, meaning our daughter, son-in-law, and grandson, the light of our life, little Hudson, and my wife and I, we went up to Quebec City, Canada, for the weekend. They have these German-style Christmas markets in the old city up in Canada, in the Quebec. And, my wife is German, and we've been, of course, many times over to the Christmas markets in Germany, and that's always something that I love doing. But this is a sort of very German-style Christmas market, it was great. It was really very nice. It was, it was fairly authentic, I have to say, fairly authentic, kind of stuck to the model of the market. But in the old city of Quebec, which is just an incredible, beautiful, beautiful place. If you have never been to Quebec City, please do go. I've been there different times of year. Gorgeous in the winter. There was fresh snow on the ground. The Quebecers are lovely people. They have fantastic food all around. It was just a wonderful weekend. One of the highlights for me was also my wife and I met up with a friend of ours who we know from scuba diving. We actually last met in Cozumel scuba diving, a little slightly different temperature and ambiance. But our friend Christian and his wife were, are from Quebec, and we were able to meet up with Christian and go to the falls, the waterfalls outside of the city, about 25 minutes outside of the city, and experience that. Just gorgeous, and so just a beautiful weekend, a lot of fun with the kids, and just a lot of great food and super enjoyable. Came back yesterday, of course, as you know, if you listen to this show with any frequency, you will know that I'm a big football fan, but I'm not just any old football fan. I'm a big San Francisco 49ers football fan. I grew up in California, been many years away. This is one of those anchors for me that sort of keeps me grounded back into my hometown, back in California. And so I looked forward to the San Francisco 49ers Philadelphia Eagles game yesterday. That is a rematch, essentially, of the NFC championship game last year. The Eagles coming in with a almost unbeaten record, and the Niners have a pretty good record as well. I think it was 8-3 going in, 8-3 and 10-1, something like that. So, strong teams, both of them, kind of a rematch of a grudge match of a game. Did not disappoint. The Niners happen to win this one. The Eagles are a tough team, and I suspect they're going to see each other again in just a couple of weeks. On the football pitch, playing maybe a rematch of the NFC Championship again, and it was just brutal. It was emotional football. It was a brawl, and the Niners happened to win this one. But that says nothing about the future. And as they say in the stock market, past performance is no guarantee of future returns. So we'll see how that goes in a couple weeks. But for me today, it's a happy day in Niners land. Not so much if you're a Pats fan, unless, of course, you're rooting for getting the number one pick in the draft. The Pats continue to disappoint in ways that are just remarkable, astonishing, astounding, and just incredibly depressing. They managed to lose a 6-0 game yesterday in Foxborough against the Chargers. The Chargers themselves are anemic, and it was like, you know, I listened to most of that on the car on the road down. I'm one of those people who actually likes listening to football on the radio. I can kind of picture in my mind what's going on, and so I did listen to that game mostly on the way down, driving down from Canada. And you know, I think they were probably hopeful that they could stick Bailey Zappe in the quarterback role and see what happens. And what happened was what always happens when you have a terrible offensive line to protect your quarterback. He gets sacked over and over again. I guess he managed not to turn over the ball. Yay, that's the big highlight of the game. When the highlight of your game is no turnovers, and you lose by 6 points in a 6-0 game, you just, it's like, ugh, it's awful. So nowhere to go but up. And that's the positive half glass full message to all of you loyal Patriots fans. Nowhere to go but up. It can only get better from here. Take it from somebody who has experienced decades of sadness and heartache with the 49ers after my own dynastic years. The good times are yet to come. And just be hopeful. So we have a great show today. As I mentioned earlier in our introduction, we're going to have interviews with our friends from the Police Athletic League here in Nashua and with our friends from St. Gianna's Place over in Hudson. You know, our show is called Community Connections, and each and every Monday morning at 9 a.m., you get the opportunity to listen to us interviewing typically one or two local nonprofits, organizations that are working day in and day out to make our community stronger, smarter, safer, healthier, and happier. You know, a place which is just better for all of us who live and work here. Our community in Greater Nashua is amazing, and a big part of that, I'm absolutely convinced, is the nonprofit sector that just does yeoman's work in so many different ways. So we're proud of that. You know, I tell people there are two reasons to listen to this show, and one of them is that, you know, we all want to be able to be a resource for our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues. When you hear somebody say that they have an issue that they're confronting, somebody lost a job, somebody's struggling with drug addiction, somebody is, you know, out looking for work, somebody needs any kind of, you know, thing, if you will, that's a thing that's done by a local nonprofit, this is a way you learn what those organizations are, who they are, what they do. And you can then refer somebody to that organization. I will also say, you know, the answer for me is always what I know, but also the what I don't know is always going to be a referral to 211. 211 is our state's referral resource network run by United Ways all across the state. Just say, you know what, I don't know everything, so call 211 and they can also connect you to other resources that exist in the community. The other reason why I tell people it's great to listen to the show is because we have a very caring community that likes to give back. Giving back can be volunteering, you know, giving your time, your energy, your efforts to support something which is important to you. Giving back can also be as a donor, somebody who commits financial resources in one of these organizations. And it could be both, of course. And we have at United Way people who donate their time and people who donate their dollars and people who donate both. Where do you go to make those donations? Well, you go where your heart is drawn to, you know, organizations that are doing the great work that means something to you. And this is a way to learn about what those organizations are. So that's about it. Just a couple quick things before we cut to break. One is, where do you find this show? If you're on the road, if you're listening in, you know, we're first of all live radio, so you can listen to us live on WSMN 1590 AM or 95.3 FM. Anywhere in our broadcast footprint, 1590 AM, 95.3 FM. Draw a circle around Nashua. That's a great way to listen in. However, this is a world that is, you know, bigger than that. Imagine that. The world is bigger than that. And so you can listen to us live on WSMN.live, the website, WSMN.live. There's a live stream of this show, and you can tune in there. You can also tune in on our Facebook page, the United Way of Greater Nashua Facebook page, which is facebook.com/UnitedWayGN. Facebook.com/UnitedWayGN. And those are great ways to listen in. And if you have a question or a comment, you can always post that on the Facebook feed, and we'll address that during the show. I think that's about it. We're going to give our sponsors just a moment to talk about themselves. We have four great sponsors for this show that we're going to be hearing from this morning. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire, Edgestone Properties, Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, and CrossNet IT Services. We could not do what we do without them, and so we're very grateful for that support. We'll be back just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Appelberg.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Well, good Monday morning. Welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Appelberg. It is Monday, December 12th. December 12th. It is Monday, December 4th, 2023. That's not wishful thinking. That's just me being a ditzy brain. We are live on the radio talking with friends in our community who are representing organizations making a difference in the lives of people who live in southern New Hampshire. With me in the studio today is my friend Donna from St. Gianna's Place over in Hudson. St. Gianna's Place is an organization that you may or may not have heard of, but they do fantastic work in support of pregnant and parenting moms who are experiencing housing insecurity and homelessness. So, Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Why did I call you Deanna? That's a straight. But also, why did I say it's Monday, December 12th? I don't know that either. Maybe something in the air. Did you have a nice weekend?
A great weekend. Thank you.
Oh, me too. I can't wait till the next one. And it's just starting out, right? So, let's start out with the basics. People who are not familiar with St. Gianna's Place, just a little bit about who you are, what you do, and kind of how you're helping people in our community.
Thanks. Well, we were opened in 2019, and we are a small maternity home where we can host up to 7 women, expectant mothers, and their children at a time. We try to do small things with great love, like Mother Teresa says. So the families that come in, they can stay throughout their pregnancy and for about a year after their pregnancy. Some stay that long, some leave a little sooner. We support them with housing, with food, with clothing, with education and support, and connecting them to all the wonderful resources that the greater Nashua area has to offer. You know, we try to provide hope, health, and healing to women who have found themselves in crisis situations.
So basically what you've described is a transitional housing program with a very specific target population and a specific clientele. Would that be right?
Yes, I would say that's correct.
Okay. And what would you say is the breakdown? How many of your women come to you are already mothers versus first-time mothers who are seeking assistance?
That's a great question. Originally, when we opened our doors, our expectation was that it would be first-time mothers.
Yeah.
But as time has passed, we're recognizing that oftentimes we have women who have had children and maybe are no longer parenting the other children they have and have had some time in their life to make some different decisions and are looking for a chance to get back on track. And so they're coming in with this pregnancy hoping to be able to parent their child and to be able to turn their life around. So I would say maybe 50-50.
Maybe 50-50, yeah. And of course, you have kids over there, moms who might be pregnant with their second child, and they have a child with them, and they're already, and so you have those children as well living with you.
That is correct. If they have another child in their custody, we are able to accommodate that. We just have to be careful for the amount of people in the house, for how many children we're able to accommodate at one time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably have to deal with the fire marshal. It's a great place. I've been over there myself, and it's just such a warm and loving environment. I really appreciate that. Donna, how long have you been over there?
I've been there 2 years.
2 years. Yeah. Very nice. How do you like it?
I really love it. It's a challenging work. I've been a social worker for probably 40 years now.
Right.
And it's probably some of the most challenging work I've ever done because the connections are very deep. We're with people for long periods of time, very few people. And so you make lasting relationships.
Yeah, of course you do. I'm sure of that. Typically, there's no exact answer to this, but typically how far along in their pregnancy are the moms when they come to you join the program, live at the home?
Yeah, there's really no typical answer. Okay. Some come as early as 10 or 12 weeks pregnant, and some come as late as 8 and a half months pregnant. We had one woman planning to enter the house and delivered the day of her entry, so it took her a little bit longer to get into the house, like another week.
But. And you probably don't have a maternity birthing center over there.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. After they give birth, you said that your moms can live there for typically up to a year or so.
Correct.
That's fantastic. Do you have specific requirements around that? Being like you're not, I don't think you are HUD funded. So you're basically privately funded through donations and from religious organizations. private donors, maybe foundations. So you can kind of set your own guidelines, I'd imagine.
Well, that's true. We consider ourselves a community, and we're blessed to be able to really work together in prayer and discernment to decide how people are best able to live together in the house, because that relationship among the women is key to helping them learn how to sacrifice to be a parent, how to sacrifice to be able to be independent and make choices that are difficult when you're living on your own. So we help them to learn those skills through community. So every woman that comes before us, we believe that there's a purpose for that person to be there, whether or not it's to live in the house. And we provide whatever support we can provide, even in those moments of encounter. So that moment that they come to us, we really fully believe in the dignity of every person. We give that person a chance to talk to us about their situation, to offer an ear, to offer our prayers, and to see what are the best options for them based on their personal goals.
Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to ask you about is when I'm out in the community talking with people, and also right here on this radio show, you know, we all hear an awful lot about some of the harder sort of things in our world these days, including substance abuse, addiction, mental health, and of course, homelessness in general, because of the, you know, all driven in large part because of housing availability. How do you deal as an organization in working with, how do you work with people who have experienced really traumatic situations with their, in particular with their mental health, sort of getting to where they need to be? Because it's really easy for those of us on the outside to say, you know, if a person just gets their act together, right, gets a job, gets some education, they'll like be able to pull themselves up by the bootstraps. That is such an American way of thinking, but we all know if we dig a little deeper that it takes sometimes a lot more than that for a person really to be stabilized and become healthy again. Mentally. So how do you help with those things?
I mean, those are such good questions, and there's, for every person, there's a different answer. The reality is, I think you don't look at people as categories. People aren't mentally ill. People aren't addicted. They are people. And every person has a story, and every person has a life they're trying to live. So we really deal with people as individuals. Many of the people who come to us, the start of their journey happened earlier, before they even showed up at our door. They might have been in recovery facilities. They may have had a person on the street just give them a moment of hope that got them to our door. They might have been at a pregnancy counseling center that really helped to support them to think that there could be an opportunity for them to go forward in their lives with this child. So for every life, they had been touched by other lives before they ever showed up at our door. We feel that by the time they get to us, they really do have a sense of what they're hoping for. And if we could just listen and let them know that we're not there to judge them, that we really want to give them an opportunity, we do find that we have good success. It's challenging to find the services that people need in the community, especially with the transient population. People are coming from different communities. They're transferring services. Maybe they only had partial services. Those are really the things that we struggle with, so that we can get them a comprehensive treatment plan while they're living with us. We don't provide all of the services. We rely on the community, just like United Way says, you know. Yeah. We're all a part of the solution.
You're absolutely right, though. The services that are available. We have so many things that are available for people in our community, from mental health supports to housing supports to food supports. But a lot of those are difficult to find, difficult to access, difficult to apply for. They take time. It takes a lot of case management to make that happen. I oftentimes wish I could, I mean, if there was one thing I would wave my magic wand over, it's access to resources, not increased resources, but access to those resources and the bureaucracy that we sometimes put in place to maybe ensure that only those that qualify are getting the resources. Sometimes I think we focus a lot of effort on qualifying and disqualifying people instead of just helping people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you see that as well. That's more of a commentary than anything else. That is not a question.
But it does create some of the challenges, as you say, for people that are ready now and maybe right. in 3 months, maybe not so ready. So to find that moment of crisis, which is yep. a turning point, and then provide exactly what they need at that turning point, that's when you have success, you know?
Yes, absolutely. So Donna, let's say I'm hypothetically a person driving down the road, listening to this interview, and I love what you're describing over at St. Gianna's Place, and I want to get involved in supporting you. What are some of the ways that I might be able to get involved in supporting your work okay. With these people?
Well, we actually do work with a number of volunteers. Mm-hmm. We are a Catholic organization, and the church community has been really gracious to us in providing their time, their talent, and their treasure. So that's what keeps us afloat. You know, that's what we say. We have a volunteer coordinator. You would either email us at stgiannasplace.org, or you would give us a call at 603-521-8440 and let us know of your interest. There are many things that can happen. Obviously, sometimes people pray for us and they let us know that. Sometimes people contact us for us to pray for them, a family member, a pregnancy, and we do that. We definitely do that. Sometimes people say, how can we provide support? What can we bring? We have items that maybe you'll need, or gift cards, or finances. Sometimes people say, I'm a retired teacher. I would love to tutor somebody. Or I'm a business owner and I'm willing to give someone an opportunity for work. Those would be amazing calls for us. We have need for babysitting until the women can get the daycare services. As you said, it takes time to really access the services that are available so that they can go to work or do the school program that they're looking to do. Transportation is a huge need for us. We're often bringing people to doctor's appointments or to their work until they're able to financially be able to support having a vehicle or getting their license. So there's just so many ways. I say when people come to us, they usually have a thought in mind about what they'd like to bring, and we try to be open-minded because we know that everyone that comes to our doors comes for a reason.
Right. People come they come because they're interested in supporting your mission, right? And, you know, they've heard that you're a place that gives pregnant women in crisis and, you know, young moms a home and a supportive environment. And that sort of resonates with them, but maybe they don't know what they want to do or how they can volunteer. But I can say, having seen firsthand, that it's almost impossible to imagine somebody not being able to give back in some way, right?
Correct. Even office support is great for us. You know, all of those things really can help. So if you're thinking you're interested and want to connect, give us a call. We would definitely love to talk to you.
Yeah, I also would be remiss if I didn't mention your website, which also talks about these things as well, has your phone number, your contact information, volunteer opportunities, and donation opportunities. And that's stgiannasplace.org, stgiannasplace.org. You are a registered 501c3 nonprofit, right?
Correct.
So if somebody wants to make a donation, maybe end of the year donation, so that, you know, and also be able to deduct it off their taxes, they can do that as well, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, very good. What would be the number one, let's say, what's your number one volunteer need right now? What comes to mind is like, gee, that's the thing we really need. Boy, I wish I had a volunteer for that.
Oh, that's such a good question. But I guess I would say it's transportation.
I wouldn't be surprised to hear that, to be honest. I mean, all the resource, thinking about you're in Hudson, right? And probably 95% of the resources are this side of the river in Nashua. And that includes, of course, the hospitals, medical offices, but also, you know, other types of resources as well, like, you know, who knows, even like the Boys and Girls Club or organizations like that, or the mental health providers. So transportation probably across the river quite a bit.
Correct. And even for groceries and things like that, we do look for support.
Absolutely. And that's kind of like if you're a driver and you have a car and you have probably a clean license and you're willing to help out, that would be a great way to do so.
Yes. We do vet all of our volunteers. So yeah. When you say a clean license, everyone is fully vetted.
Yeah, probably criminal background check. And
all of that has to happen so that we make sure that the house is safe. We also don't give addresses or a lot of information about where we are just because we want to offer as much protection as possible for the women who live there.
Right. Absolutely. Any last words, maybe things for the holidays that people should keep in mind?
Well, I mean, the gift cards for us are like the best resource because
perfect.
It helps us a lot in the finances so that we can use them for so many things and the women can use them and have some independence around their use. And so as much as people can provide for their families with that little bit of support, we want them to be able to do what they feel they need.
So if somebody wanted to provide a gift specifically for one of your moms. Of course, we all like to buy little Barbie dolls and stuff. We just love that. They're cute and, you know, all of that. But you're absolutely right. Giving your mom some independence to make their own choices by, you know, maybe going to Walmart or Target with a gift card in hand to choose what they think is important for their family, that would be the number one gift, I'd imagine.
It would be. And it's also educational because they are learning about what choices to make financially, what is a good buy, for how long will it really involve their child. So
that's fantastic. Thank you for that suggestion. We're out of time. It always goes so quickly, and I apologize for that. I can't do anything about that, though, because time is just fleeting, right? We can't do anything about it.
Well, we're grateful for the time you gave us. Thanks so much, Mike, and thank you to the community for all of their support throughout the years.
You're very welcome, and I'm glad to have had you on the show. I wish you a happy holidays and continued success in your mission. You've been listening to Donna, the director over at St. Gianna's Place. They can be found online at stgiannasplace.org. Their phone number is 603-521-8440. If you're driving down in the car and you're stuck in traffic, don't write any of that down. And just call me at United Way and I'll connect you to Donna and you can get involved in supporting the mission of helping pregnant women in crisis over at St. Gianna's Place. And thank you again, Donna, for coming on our show.
Thank you.
So you've been listening to interview with Donna from St. Gianna's Place. I'm Mike Affelberg. I'm the host of the Community Connections radio show. We're going to take a moment to hear from our sponsors. And after our break, we will be back with our next interview. And that's our good friends from the Nashua Police Athletic League. You're listening to Community Connections on WSMN 1590 AM and 95.3 FM.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Zero 08.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
Well, good Monday morning, Nashua. You're listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It's Monday, December 4th, 2023. Welcome to December. Happy holidays to all of you listening in, and it is the season. Hope you had a great weekend. I am so happy to have with me in the studio today, not for the first, maybe not even second, third, or fourth time. I don't know how many times he's been on. We don't even know that. We don't count these things. But I do have with me Officer Ben from the Nashua Police Athletic League. How are you today, Ben?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have to say, most people won't know what you're wearing because they're just listening on the radio, but you have the ugly sweater thing going on. I could say that you are sporting that very well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I look like an elf.
You look like the elf from the
I just need the hat with the ears and the bell.
Will they allow you to wear that? Is that or is that totally
I
off
could
limits?
Push the envelope. I mean, it's we work with kids.
I know. They love that, right?
They my kids at home have it, so maybe I'll bring it in.
Well, I will say one of the things about PAL, which I love so much, is and this is I think probably driven by Sean, by the executive director, who's just such a guy, like an approachable guy. And I know maybe that's intentional, maybe that's just his personality, but he's very approachable. He's like a big teddy bear. He's like a big kid that all kids can approach, right?
I find to be exceptional.
Yeah.
Like,
he is, absolutely.
And brings people together in a way. I don't even have words for it. But
yeah,
I know what you mean, though. At tables and meetings with people, and I'm going, how the heck did I end up here?
Yeah, that's right.
And it's not a negative thing. Just like, wow. So yeah. It's a pretty unique.
And the idea of kids building trusting relationships with the police and with people in authority is the mission of the Police Athletic League. It's a safe place for people to also develop trusting, healthy relationships with the police office.
Yes.
Police officers.
Yes, that is.
So your role is made easier by the fact that Sean is this big teddy bear, I'd imagine.
Oh, it just sets the tone and the culture for the environment.
How long have you been serving over there at PAL?
Since 2020, COVID.
Wow, so quite a number of years now at this point.
Couple few years, yep. It's just an incredible experience.
Are they going to leave you there? Have they forgotten that you're over there?
Well, sometimes I kind of hope they did. A lot of positions at the PD can be a kind of 2-3 year
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, sure.
But I think once in a while there's these types of positions, and it does help to have consistency in them. And, you know, I'm always thinking about the next officer.
Yeah.
Who would – because it is. It's got to be the right fit. It's got to be somebody that wants to be there for the right reasons.
Yeah, I think that's probably absolutely true. You got to be there for the right reasons, and you also do have to have the right personality for it.
Yeah, you got to like kids.
I think that's a non-starter.
Yeah, don't go to the Powell Building if you're not into working with kids and collaborating and having some laughs. I mean, like you said, look at me. It's ridiculous.
I can think of plenty of people who would not fit the role well at all.
Which, not to say like that doesn't. Not everybody's for kids, but there's people that are not. But they believe in the mission.
Okay.
You know, volunteers that aren't necessarily engaging with kids, but they do like the events and they believe in the mission and they believe in that kind of upstream thinking.
Well, honestly, I'm a little bit like that too. My personality, it's like what, especially with babies and little teeny tiny ones, we have this community baby shower and I have my colleague Liz who is really the kind of prime driver behind that every year. Like that's the one day of year, like I think it's a really important event that I will support in every possible way that I can with every fiber of my being, except like not going. Because it's just like, oh my God, there's so many screaming babies, and that's just not me.
Yeah, and to know that is a huge thing, and that's what makes PAL work, because we got like 800 volunteers in our system. Yeah. Not all of them are going to work with kids.
Yeah, just, there you go.
It's just not the nature of the event. We got people that volunteer and love to look at spreadsheets, which is great. We need the finance people. Those are important people to make the mission get done.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. So speaking of like getting the work done, the holidays are a really busy time for you guys right now. I know you have your holiday gift program, your tactical Christmas,
That's the Super Bowl.
Tell people about that. Because it's so great.
So Tactical Christmas, this is its 10th year this year, and it is PAL partnering up with the Nashua Police Department SWAT team.
Mm-hmm.
The big armored vehicle, the Bearcat.
Not what you think about when you think about kids.
No. Mm-hmm. But we utilize the Bearcat. We get Santa Claus into the Bearcat.
I love it.
Driving around the city.
And who is Santa? Besides Santa.
It might be a person,
So Santa has a break, takes a break occasionally, and there's an impersonator that steps in during those times.
Yeah, Ed Lucius, and Santa, you can't see him in the same room, but, we have a Santa that comes in, gets in the Bearcat, and drives around the city making deliveries. And this year it's taking place on December 20th. Whole Foods does meal donations, turkey or ham dinners, and we're delivering Christmas to kids and families in need.
How many kids are you connecting with?
We are delivering to 20 families. Wow. However, we are serving.
Yeah,
there's always the behind the scenes kind of stuff.
Right.
We are serving more than that.
Of course,
it's upwards of 20 people. Families that are getting served, but this particular program is geared at making those deliveries, and it is very unique. We partner with the Nashua School District and to help identify families and children in need. So these are coming from our educators that are in the school building, guidance counselors, those kinds of folks. Principals get very excited about this program.
So how old are the kids typically, the youngest ones, when you show up at the door?
So the program, PAL program serves kids seven, ages.
No, I mean Tactical Christmas.
Oh, Tactical Christmas.
Specifically.
There could be infants in the home.
So what are the little ones, like say they're 3-4 years old, what are they saying, thinking, acting? Oh, I don't know.
Santa Claus comes into play because Santa has to be the distraction for those kids, and he's got candy canes and stuffed animals and all sorts of Meanwhile, the guys, the SWAT members in the green uniforms, are kind of like rappelling in the window with the presents, making the delivery, while Santa's kind of doing the smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
So that's what the kids are seeing, and the families.
Well, that sounds an awful lot like Santa in real life, in real fake life.
Yes.
Santa is oftentimes stuck in the chimney while the parents might be behind the scenes putting gifts under the tree, or might not be. I don't know.
I believe.
Do you believe in Santa still?
I mean, I believe in the spirit. Oh, clearly. I mean, look at how I'm dressed.
That is an astonishingly good answer. I believe in the spirit of Santa. And, non-committal as I'll get out.
Yeah, that's as far as I'm going to go. But, it, you know, just that nature of giving, and it's definitely our high time right now at PAL. We are
nice
collecting donations. We are, you know, we have a secret workshop that we Santa's and the elves like myself are getting and collecting and putting things together.
So that's a really great kind of lead into my next question, which is this time of year in particular, somebody who loves the idea of supporting an organization which is building strong, healthy connections between police, people in authority, and children, and particularly from very low income and at risk environment, where those relationships aren't always, you know, strong and positive, right?
Correct.
How would a person this time of year really get involved in supporting that mission?
So depending on the level of support, they could always check out nashuapal.com /donate/holidays.
Okay.
And that will bring it up to the portal, and you'll kind of see the Christmas and the holiday type of things that we're doing. There's always ways to get involved, certainly as a volunteer. That's another option as well. It just depends on what the expectation is of the person that wants to give, you know? And there's a lot of different ways to do that. We have different programs, especially this month, between gift wrapping and parties and the Christmas. Just, there's so many people behind the scenes tracking all this stuff. I'm just the gopher.
Right.
Running around, picking up donations from our senior activity center. They've already had two hauls of donations. I've had to be there twice.
Wow, that's incredible.
To take it to our secret location. The bin just keeps filling up and filling up and filling up.
And that's located in the North Pole somewhere.
Yes, it is. It's magic. There's a lot of magic that's going on. My magic truck.
NashuaPal.com. Don't look for NashuaPal.org. Look for NashuaPal.com. But you can also just Google it, Nashua Police Athletic League. If anybody asked me that question, I would have a slightly different answer. I would say, go to the website. That's where you'll find the phone number. Call over there and ask to speak with Jen. She's like super creative.
Jen Miller, yep.
In getting people involved with supporting PAL in some way or another.
And I would actually even connect them with, we have Courtney Smith as well.
Who okay, good.
Who is our operations manager, and yeah. She's excellent. So she'll kind of help triage and figure out what people are looking to do and how, because there's so many different ways
right.
to get involved.
So one of the things I wanted to ask you about is then after the holidays are over and Santa's like left town and he starts working on next year, what does the new year bring? What's next? Over the last couple of years have been a major renovation over at the Police Athletic League.
Great stuff.
Such a gorgeous facility now. Programs are back, you know, in full swing after the pandemic. What's next?
At this point, yeah, you know, we're coming in the new year. You know, we want to pick up the programming with the kids. We're, as far as the programming side of the house with the children, you know, we're looking to get back into the swing of things, working with our educators, working with our programs, homework help, that kind of stuff. I mean, again, you mentioned it in the beginning. It's a safe haven for the kids
right.
after school. So we're the home away from home. You know, we want to – we understand the holidays are – busy, fun time of the year, and then come January, you know, but there are future events, yes. Boxing is something that's available. And
there's a lot of sports activities, too.
PAL Force is, you know, we have cross country, one of the largest cross countries in the United States.
Cheerleading.
Mm-hmm. Football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot. It's a feeder program to the schools and the school sports. That's the idea, is get the kids involved at that
right.
young level and then get them into the school system.
Do the kids have to be from that neighborhood or can they be from anywhere in the community?
They can be anywhere in the community.
Okay.
And that's another good point is we do have a boxing ring on the second floor.
Yeah.
And there's children from Milford, Alvern High School over in Hudson.
It's the only boxing ring I know about.
You're either going to Lowell or you're going up to Manchester.
Yeah.
To find boxing like this. And we get a lot of kids from out of town. Biggest thing though is transportation. We do not provide transportation, so that's
a huge thing. Yeah,
it's
sure.
a big barrier. But if you can get to the PAL building, you're able to utilize it as a student, as a child.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. So I think the last thing I wanted to ask about, it just slipped my mind. I don't even remember what it was. Oh, yeah, I do remember what it was. So we have this brand new big housing complex that just finished up. Used to be the Bronstein Apartments. Yeah. Now it's been rebranded, but it's a big, it's like several hundred units.
Yeah.
It's huge. And that's right near you guys.
Monahan Manor. Yep. Yeah. It went from Bronstein, 45 units, yep, up to Monahan Manor, 217.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't even have asked this question since we only have like 30 seconds left. But are you guys buried right now, or is that like a big challenge for you this year?
It is a welcome challenge, and we are looking at growth. We are looking at growth with the city because that's what the city is doing. It's growing.
Yeah.
We got to grow with it.
Absolutely. So you've been listening to Officer Ben over at the Nashville Police Athletic League, and there are lots of ways to support their incredible mission. Ben, thank you so much for what you do. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Here. I'll bring you back at some point when you don't have such a hideous sweater on. And no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, it's great. The partnership, we appreciate that. The partnership with United Way, and you guys are such a great, great organization in our safety net. So thank you for
what you do.
Absolutely, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
All right, so that's about it. That wraps up United Way Community Connections radio show for this week. We will be back next week with some more great interviews. Until next week, please remember to be kind to one another because great things really do happen when we live united.